Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
We are living the dream, and I think partly because Mike McCarthy's coming to town. I mean, Let's have a parade, ticker tape it up, let's go, roll out the red carpet. It's McCarthy time.
Yeah, where are they taking him? It'd be fun to be a fly on the wall of that tonight to figure out where dinner's at and what they're getting to the bottom of.
Well, they only get 3 hours total. So
is it only 3 hours
quick.
Still, Dan? Do you know the parameters? Yeah. Are there restrictions on what they can and can't do?
I don't have it directly in front of me right now, but there are restrictions, and we'll take a look at what those are and how they factor in. But boy, this is one tonight, right? One out of 25, 30. I don't know what we're up to now, but this is certainly one.
Well, let's talk about that debate. We talk a lot about the process, and all that matters is the outcome.
Yes.
Why does the process matter in the way that we have described it as being somewhat unfocused and maybe excessive? And does it really matter if they end up with Ben Johnson?
At a minimum, it's unorthodox. And one of the words that was used to me over the weekend that bothered me was, it was actually a question on, is this somewhat performative? And it's a question on, like, are they going to these lengths to try to prove to the outside world that they're going to these lengths? Or do they truly believe that they are getting something out of every one of these candidates that is helpful to them in the long term? David, the problem I have with some of this is, again, we've talked about it. 3 years ago, 22 to 24 candidates participated in an interview process with them. And if those were such valuable learning experiences, why have they lost 36 games the last 3 years? What did George and Ted do with the binders of information that they compiled from all those interviews to pass on to the leaders of their building? And so that's the part that I think leaves a lot of people around the league scratching their head at what they're doing. But you are right that the end result of the process is going to be what we ultimately remember the most. And right now, the best case scenario is certainly in play with Ben Johnson still on the board and getting ready to coach a divisional game this weekend.
Let's rate the candidates. We're going to go 1 through 20. And then
I got to get the kids to school at some time today, Molly. So, like, yeah.
But I'm just, can you give us a plan A, plan B? Do you have any sense of whether Ben Johnson is the guy, if McCarthy is legitimate, and what do they do if he does really well? Are they ready to move? No. Who would be plan C? Who would be, I just don't know. There's so many names and there's so many tiers when you think about it. And really, there's like, you could break it up in so many different ways. What way would you say it looks like it's going, or is it impossible to say?
Yeah, it's impossible to say right now. I would say that there's little in my chatter that tells me that Ben Johnson isn't a viable option right now, right? And so now you've got to just kind of, like, if you're a Bears fan feeling very anxious about this process, you're rooting for the Commanders on Saturday night. You want the Lions out of the playoffs as soon as possible. You want those coordinators freed up as soon as you can possibly get them. And then you kind of accelerate the process as best you can. look like there's been the chatter about Ben Johnson to Vegas and the Tom Brady appeal of that. The Raiders are much more unstable, or at least more unstable than the Bears have been. And the last time that they had a coach finish a fourth season with them was John Gruden way back in 2001. You're going back to the Tuck rule for the last time that they had any sort of sustained coaching leadership there that stuck around for a while. So that's a pretty big leap of faith to go there. I realize it's a leap of faith to come here, but at least the Bears have the Caleb Williams piece to sell and say, look, like, you've got this young quarterback who could be a key to unlocking a really bright future. And we've heard Ben Johnson publicly praise Caleb Williams and what he thinks of his skill set. So that's there. And then, like, I really do think that without rating them 1 through 20, you can kind of tier it a little bit and have a tier A, a tier B, a tier C, and a tier, as Mark Grody and I called it, a tier not right now, a tier of guys that yeah, it's great to talk to them, but there's no chance that you could introduce them at an introductory press conference and feel really good about the direction of your program.
Well, I just have a follow-up question to that, because I don't want to be negative or cynical, but it will sound that way.
You can
when
be that
I ask you, because so how do you explain, if it's in the tier not right now, the Adam Stenovich
right.
Invitation,
that's
and
right now.
David Shaw even, and guys like that who wouldn't seem ready, or if you introduce them, you would do so and receive just like universal mockery, I think, but I just don't know the purpose of these interviews.
So like, I've got zero pushback to anything you said there, and like, their explanation, I believe, and we will wait for it for the time that they actually get around to talking to us again, that they believe that these interviews are providing them with valuable information on how other teams and other leaders do things around the league. My question is, why does a franchise that's been in the league since it began 105 years ago needs so much knowledge from the outside on how to run a successful football operation? It's been a problem forever. It continues to be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying to, you know, David Shaw worked with Andrew Luck and helped create, you know, and I'm not saying that that's the whole interview, but there could be a kernel or two of information you take. You know, when you talk about the Packers, they made a transition, you know, to Jordan Love. You could talk about that. That could be useful information just moving forward. Who knows? And I don't know what, you know, how much truth there is in there. I mean, I would definitely be, hey, what's your favorite play and why do you think it works so well? I'm just saying.
No,
there is value to some of that stuff if you are really looking for it. And I don't know, with the committee and with the way they supposedly are breaking up the – I don't know that they're getting to any of that. You know what I mean?
I do.
And I'm confused by some of the element of this that doesn't include offensive guys, that has like some defensive guy. I'm just not sure. I see great value in talking to Brian Flores. I do. I think that you can get into a conversation with him if you know what you're doing and find out how he likes to attack the Bears. That's good information, man. There is a possibility if you are just waiting to hire someone. But I mean, I'm trying very hard to wait and be patient and see who they hire before I criticize it. But I'm ready to strike.
And it's an okay feeling to have. And they've earned all of this, guys. And you know that as well as I do, that they've earned this skepticism and the criticism that they're receiving right now. And maybe they do get a lot of valuable information out of this process. The good news for us, and you guys know this as well as I, is that at least 19 people are going to talk to the Bears and not get the job. And so 3 months, 6 months, 9 months up the road, little kernels of information are going to come out on how the process went for them, positive, negative, and otherwise. And so we're going to learn a lot more about this process over time as we're able to cast some lines and get some information back from these people. And we'll get a feel for how productive, you know, the masses thought this process was, because this is a masses process right now that they're going through with all these candidates.
After McCarthy and Ben Johnson, who else is on your top tier?
Look, I love Todd Monken. I think Aaron Glenn, from people I've talked to, would be a really good hire for someone in this hiring cycle. I think Flores is worth a longer look. I'm trying to – there's so many. I'm trying to remember who else is on there. Obviously, Vrabel's off the board.
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll is – like, he'd certainly be at the bottom of my top tier, I think, just because I think the proven track record of knowing what it takes to build – a winner and then a sustained winner is something that would apply very quickly to a place that hasn't had sustained success in a long time. I've got some intrigue in Joe Brady, which is why for me, I'm trying to clear out the family calendar for this weekend so that I have no distractions during Baltimore-Buffalo, because that's the best game of the weekend, in my opinion.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Who needs that game more? Which of the two quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's a good question. Both of them do, and both of them will likely earn a shot against Patrick Mahomes again, which is, I think, something that they're both eager for. Man, like what a game and what a season for both those guys, Lamar and Josh Allen. But you look at some of the stuff that Baltimore has done all season to take a two-time MVP and elevate him to yet another level. And then you hear from people at the University of Georgia that really respected Todd Monken and what he was able to do there. And you go, man, I hope the Bears spend a serious amount of time considering the thoughts and visions of Todd Monken, because he's been pretty successful over a long period of time.
What is your sense that today when Mike McCarthy meets with the Bears, that he is interviewing them as much as they are interviewing him?
I think that's going to be the case with all these candidates. And obviously Mike has more expertise and experience to know what derails a head coach or a program, you know, and what makes them successful. And so he's going to be able to ask very informed questions as a guy who's done it for a long time in multiple places. So look, like, I think he would definitely have the avenue to ask a bunch of questions, but they're certainly going to want to know where he's at in his career and what the mentality's like and what would be the appeal for him to come here. I mean, look, like, it's really easy to poo-poo Mike McCarthy. I don't know why, but when you go through just kind of the track record, the year by year of everything he's accomplished in that role, it's hard to marry up the perception of Mike McCarthy with the actual resume of Mike McCarthy. And that's something that Chicago might have to do today, tomorrow, and for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I keep asking the question, like, let's just say, and it doesn't have to be Mike, anybody comes in and really blows their mind, like really has ideas and a plan. And, you know, I know this is a terrible thing to say, but apparently Mark Trestman was known for interviewing very well. And when he came in, you know, Dave told us, he sat here and told us that it was one of the best interviews he ever had with the guy when he was down in Miami. But he said that they said that the guy came in and he had like everything from the first second. He had it all mapped out from the first day on the job to winning the Super Bowl and the parade route. He went through like an unbelievable plan.
Yeah.
And let's say someone does that. Can they then stop whatever's going on? Can they end this and move for someone? Now, I know they could have done it already with Vrabel. They could have done it with Belichick. They could do it with Carroll or with Vrabel. That he's already a head coach. What do you think the possibility of that is?
Well, so look, you're going to have to be aware in those cases who is competing with you for said candidate, you know. And so if Mike McCarthy doesn't really have any other irons in the fire that are heating up, then you can take your time and talk to a few more people. But if you feel like, oh man, we really like him, we really want to have him, but somebody else is coming here to pluck him away from us, then you've got to be ready to respond and react. And Kevin and Ryan promised that they would be ready for all circumstances and all hypotheticals to occur. We'll see, you know, we'll see where they go. But, then you've got to weigh it against, do you really believe you have a serious chance at Ben Johnson? Is he your top choice? And if so, like, how do you then get that across the finish line? And so, look, like, there's a lot of heavy lifting here just to get the next head coach across the finish line of this process. And then, as you guys know, time is of the essence. You got to put together a staff. You got to get your coordinators hired. You got to get the process established so that when you walk into Indianapolis, or if you have time to get to the Senior Bowl as a coaching staff, you have processes in place to go scout the talent that you're going to need to draft to upgrade this roster to become a contender again. There's a lot of other teams around the league that have a little more stability and don't have to go through all this, but I think that the Bears are positioned to pounce if need be.
So McCarthy reportedly has an interview in New Orleans next week. The Bears are about halfway through all of the candidates that they have requested permission to interview. What is the earliest, Dan, that you think the Bears could hire a head coach?
I wish I could say. I mean, I don't know how determined they are to get to the end of this list of 20. And every couple days, right, it feels like it grows. You're like, oh, it's at 18. Whew, that's a lot. And then you're like, 19, 20? Like how high are we willing to tick up here with some of these names? So I don't know, David. I don't know where this timeline is. Look, like, this is a first kind of for Ryan to go through this process at this length. It's a first for Kevin to be heavily involved in a coaching search of this magnitude. And so there's not a track record here that we can go off of and say, well, this is what they did in 2008, or this is what they did whenever. Remember, you know, the Bears had competition for Ryan Poles from the Vikings 3 years ago, and then they didn't let Ryan go to that interview. They hired him. Both franchises might argue that they wound up down different paths because of that decision, but you guys can discuss that for the 8 o'clock hour and figure out what that means.
All right, we'll let you go, Dan, and appreciate your time. I'm just curious, Kevin Warren, you know, during that, and I felt it was absurd, the news conference on the Tuesday where you went over all the stuff and you got the plan and everybody looked at each other. One of the things he said when asked the question was that there's great momentum going with the new stadium, and everyone like, what are you talking about? And guess what? There's now some momentum. Now there's $466 million being talked about by the state, the speaker, Chris Welch, and the governor apparently is interested, the Michael Reese site. Does that give you hope about the coaching search? If he's right about this, maybe they get the other thing. No, I mean,
no, it doesn't.
No momentum.
Because, like,
okay.
This stadium stuff gets so complicated, and I don't know how we're suddenly at the Michael Reese site again. You know, like, I mean, like, this pinball game of where this thing's going to be is all over the place. And I get it that these are complex and involved, but man, there's a lot to this. And look, like, Kevin has been adamant for a while now that there will be a shovel in the ground somewhere in 2025. He needs to be held to that, because if there's not, then mistakes have been made in the process and the momentum wasn't real, and all the things that have been promised turn out to be hollow. And so, like, you guys can look down at your calendar and figure out that there's about 350 days left in this year. There better be a shovel in the ground in some site, whether it's your backyard or the Michael Reese site. There better be a shovel in the ground somewhere for a new stadium by the time we're at this point next year.
Great stuff,
Great
Dan.
Great stuff, Dan. Thank you,
all
buddy.
All right, fellas. Be good.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.